From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Tropical storm Claudette made landfall early today on the Florida Panhandle, dumping heavy rains along the way. Hurricane specialist Daniel Brown says several states may feel the effects of the storm for the next couple of days.
Now that it's inland, the storm will weaken, likely become a depression later today, and the main threat's going to shift now to heavy rainfall across portions of Alabama, Mississippi, and perhaps up into Tennessee over the next day or two.
Claudette is not expected to be bringing significant flooding or wind damage. A storm that formed before Claudette, Bill, became a minimal hurricane this morning, the first of the season, and is expected to gain strength over the next couple of days, becoming a major hurricane by Wednesday. In California, a tentative agreement has been reached to avert a strike by train operators of the Bay Area Rapid Transit District. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The tentative agreement means there will be no disruption in the commute for more than 300,000 passengers who take BART trains every day. A strike also would have affected millions of others, as the public transit system might have been stretched to its limits. The deal, reached just hours before a midnight deadline, must be ratified by rank-and-file train operators. BART management was looking to save $100 million in labor costs, and it wanted the train operators to absorb $38 million in cuts, mostly by changing work rules. Details of the agreement won't be fully known until later this week. Still, the news means that commuters will not have to find alternate routes to work, as local officials and politicians want to spread the word that BART trains will run on schedule this morning. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Six people have been killed today by a suicide bombing in Pakistan. Police say three were children. The attack coincides with a visit to Pakistan by U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
This is Holbrooke's fifth official visit to Pakistan. This time his tone's cautiously upbeat. He's been praising Pakistan for making progress in the war against Islamist militants, saying this means the US and Pakistan can concentrate more on economic issues, like helping out Pakistanis with their severe power shortages. However, Holbrooke's also emphasizing that underlying problems remain. Evidence of that came today with another deadly suicide bombing, this time at a gas station in northwest Pakistan. Fighting and other violence is still simmering away in that region. This weekend alone, a dozen people died in Pakistani airstrikes in South Waziristan. And the Pakistani military says it killed six suspected militants in Swat Valley, where more than 20 bullet-ridden bodies, thought to be Taliban, were also found. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
Stock prices were sharply lower in Tokyo today. The Nikkei average fell by 328 points, or 3.1%. It was the Nikkei's biggest one-day fall in nearly 5 months. This is NPR News. In Afghanistan, a powerful warlord able to swing votes has returned from exile just 4 days before the country's presidential election. Incumbent President Hamid Karzai has been able to garner the support for several warlords in the run-up to the country's first presidential election in 5 years. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
General Abdul-Rashid Dostum has been in exile in Turkey since last year. The powerful warlord from northern Afghanistan played a key role in ousting the Taliban from power in late 2001. But he's believed to have been involved in excessive human rights abuses, including the massacre of at least 2,000 Taliban prisoners. The U.S. has long made clear its opposition to Dostum's return. Dostum is just one of several warlords Afghan President Hamid Karzai has cultivated in the run-up to Thursday's presidential election. Dostum himself garnered about 10% of the vote, mostly from his ethnic Uzbek community, in the last presidential election in 2004. His supporters threatened to withhold their backing for Karzai if Dostum was not allowed to return to Afghanistan. It's assumed he'll have a position in the new government if Karzai does win. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
The Japanese government says the country's economy broke free of recession in the second quarter. Japan says its economy expanded at a 3.7% annual rate in the April-June quarter on a strong rebound in exports. Japan now joins Germany, France, and other economies in recovering from the global financial crisis. The recovery in the second quarter was driven by robust demand for exports, such as video recorders and other electronics goods. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.